Welcome to The Social Network Show. How do you feel about social technology and this connected, networked world we live in? Your host of The Social Network Show, Dr. J, interviews informed and entertaining guests to tackle the most pressing digital issues of interest to business professionals and nonprofit leaders, to parents and educators, and to anyone wondering where all this is taking us. And now, your host, experimental psychologist, Dr. Jane Karwoski.
Your child or grandchild may have been one of those many who received a mobile device as a gift recently, but you don't want them to receive this wonderful gift of fire without protecting them, teaching them how to handle it safely, and letting them enjoy the benefits without suffering the harm that it so often can do. Well, we've got the answer. Fret no more. Enter a wonderful team of tech-savvy parents who have put together a special package that you can add on to that holiday gift for very little additional spend. You have previously heard from a couple of them right here on the Social Network Show. CyberWise, the education company that makes sure no grown-up is left behind, and Pocket Guardian. Jason France was on telling us about the app that monitors digital communication for problems without spying on your kids' content. The others are Kids Email and Frenity, the family-friendly social network whose CEO you are about to meet. Welcome to the Social Network Show. I'm your host, Jane Karwoski, experimental psychologist, Dr. J. And today you will be hearing from Janelle Patterson, the co-founder of Frenity, a social network site leading away from indiscriminate open sharing of everything toward the new, more personal, intimate, group-oriented model of online communication. She is dedicated to helping parents, teachers, coaches, and others teach kids safe online behavior. Welcome, Janelle.
Thank you so much, Jane. I appreciate it, and I'm really excited to be here with you guys.
Great. I want to learn all about Frenity, but first let's talk about the collaboration you developed around the gift-giving season. What can you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, you know, like you said, there are a lot of parents who get their kids tech gadgets for Christmas, a lot of smartphones out there hitting the market since the holidays. And I'd love to talk about our holiday protection package, because even though the holidays are behind us, the protection package is still there to help with all of these kids who have gotten these devices. And it's a campaign that we've put together with CyberWise, Pocket Guardian, and Kids Email, and Frenity, so a collaboration of four companies. And I think Jason did a really great job on this, the episode from early December. And the way it works is, collectively, our four companies provide the necessary tools and resources literally for every family everywhere to be able to raise kids safely in a digital world from the minute they get online all the way through college. And I think truly what's even more important is that these four companies are all led by parents, parents who get it and who want to make the lives of other parents easier and the lives of their kids safer.
That's great.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking is, after learning a little bit about the platforms, some of them are specifically to help parents with their youngsters, but also, especially Frenity, is something that all of us can use and feel safer on and so forth. Tell us how your collective set of products and solutions accomplish that safety element.
Sure. So essentially, you know, like I mentioned, it really kind of starts from the minute these kids get online. If you think about the perfect entry point to a child learning how to handle themselves online, it's email. And that's where Kids Email comes in. And then if you think about another entry point, as soon as they're on email and they're interacting, they want social media. Or as soon as they have a phone, they automatically assume they get social media. And Frenity is designed to be a really great training grounds for that, which I know we'll get more into. But then once they get the phone, as a parent, we all want to be alerted if your child gets sexted or cyberbullied, and we want to know when that's going on, but most of us don't want to spy on our kids, and that's where Pocket Guardian comes in. And then because social media and the digital world is truly ubiquitous these days, everybody needs to have some level of training or education in the standard education process, which is where Cyber Civics comes in, and that's the fourth company. With their cyber civics program that it takes place for grades 6, 7, and 8. So collectively, we feel like we address all of the online safety and productivity needs for kids from the minute they get online all the way through essentially even college, because it sort of circles back around to Frenity and the ability to apply a filter and build a positive personal brand online by using the right mix of public social media as well as private social media, which is what Frenity is.
Okay, well, you've been featuring an initiative called Digital Wishes, and I know that's part of the package. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. So the way that works, Digital Wishes kind of has a couple of different forms. So the way that we're promoting it is really pretty fun. We've gotten a lot of people, CEOs, educators, parents, to record their digital wish and tweet it to us and put it on CyberWise's Facebook page. And the digital wish kind of centers around what that person wishes for kids or families here in the new year. But what we've decided is that Frenity is free, and we decided to use the Frenity wish list, which is a feature inside Frenity, as a vehicle really to showcase our promotional products for the holiday protection package. Mm-hmm. And the reason that we chose to do that is because it really also in turn introduces families and educators to Frenity by having them sign up for a free account as the gateway to get to this awesome package of products that we've put together.
Okay, so in joining up with Frenity, which is free, as you say, but it also has a lot of wonderful features which everyone can appreciate, and we'll get into how that is done and why it is done the way it is. But I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit about what your background is. It's mm-hmm. Frenity is now your full-time business, but what were you doing before, and what started you on this path toward founding Frenity?
Sure, absolutely. It's been a long journey. Starting any company is quite a journey, but I left a 20-year career in corporate sales and sales management to launch Frenity, and I never expected to do so. I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit and that type of a bone in my body. I always thought it would be awesome to have my own company. Just had no idea it would be this, because I'm not a coder and I'm not a developer, yet mm-hmm. I created a software company. And what happened was, it sort of came about conceptually from an experience that my daughter had when she introduced herself to social media at age 11. Now she's 17, so this was about 6 years ago. But, essentially it's a story parents can relate to. It really kind of helps illustrate the why behind Frenity. Luckily for me, my story and my why has a happy ending. Unfortunately, all of us who read the news know that many don't. But I really believe that if parents take the reins and they choose when and how to introduce their kids to social media experience before unleashing them to public social media, I think we'd have less cyberbullying. I know we'd have fewer victims of predators. And I really, truly believe that we'll have more people with positive digital footprints, which is truly the premise behind what Frenity is designed to accomplish.
Janelle, I'm fascinated by what you said regarding your daughter. You said she had an interesting experience when she introduced herself to social media. Yeah. Can you tell us details on that? It might be helpful to know the story.
Sure. Actually, what happened was, she was a competitive gymnast for many years. And her dad and I went through a divorce. She was about 11. And her dad said, I think it would be a great idea for us to get her an iPhone, because that way she's spending so much time at the gym, she can just shoot one of us a text and let us know when she's ready to be picked up. And it sounded like a great idea. It made complete sense. And if you remember, 6 years ago, I don't know that all parents were quite as on top of everything that their kids are doing on social media as they are now. Either that or it's my own sensitivity that's heightened. I don't know. But what happens when you put a smartphone in the hands of any 11-year-old child is a chemical reaction in the brain, I think, that automatically causes them to think that they must have social media. So she instantly asked, can I have a Facebook account? We said, absolutely not. There's nothing for an 11-year-old on Facebook that's productive. Same thing with Twitter. But ultimately, she did download Instagram. And a few weeks went by, and I noticed something was going on, and she just said, I'm really scared. There's a person following me that is really scaring me. And essentially, she had attracted a follower that, may or may not have had very good intentions. I would venture to say probably did not. And when I really started looking at what was going on with her Instagram account, not only did that alarm me and how easy it was, you know, to find her and to find really detailed personal information about her, but she didn't have any privacy settings set up. And I asked her why, and she didn't know what they were. When she was 11, you can't expect her to understand mm-hmm. how to use social media. But then I also saw that she had a lot of followers that really were bothersome to me. She had a follower who was promoting self-harm. And there was another suggested follower that was talking about teen suicide pacts. And you know, those are alarming as a parent when you see those types of people following your child because they're learning about things that I need to be the one to teach those types of things. I don't want my child or anybody's child learning about those types of things on social media. So that really got me thinking. It was really the catalyst for me to say, wait a minute, there's got to be a better way there. So I started researching. I started really understanding how many kids are on social media, what they're doing, how much time they're spending. And then I got really friendly with a law that's called COPPA, or the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, which essentially says that you have to be 13 to have a social media account or your own social media account. And there's very good reasoning behind that law. But, you know, the unfortunate reality is kids are far younger than 13 when most of them are getting on social media. So that was really the premise for me to say there has to be a better way. There needs to be a tool for parents to not be in the same situation that I was in. And there needs to be a good, safe place for kids to learn about social media the right way, which is essentially what led me to co-found Frenity.
Okay, well, we're only halfway into the show. This is your host, Jane Karwoski. You're hearing from Janelle Patterson. In the second half of today's episode of the Social Network Show, I'll ask Janelle to tell us more about Frenity's features and the role that can play, not just in families, but in education, sports, and other groups, any business really that has clients that they want to communicate with privately. And also a surprise announcement, a surprise for Janelle, as well as breaking news for our listeners.
Questions? Comments? Reach out to us. Our email address is questions@thesocialnetworkshow.com or find us on Twitter @SocialNetShow.
I was visiting my elderly aunt and her phone rang.
Oh, it's you again? But I already have life insurance.
The caller was doing a great job keeping my aunt on the line.
My credit card number? Hold on.
Well, when I picked up the phone and said hello, the caller hung up.
My prof, the crime dog here. Recognizing fraud can be difficult for older people. The National Crime Prevention Council wants you to know how to spot a scam and report it to local law enforcement agencies.
Learn more at ncpc.org. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Department of Justice.
You're listening to The Social Network Show. I'm your host, Dr. J, and you're hearing from Janelle Patterson of Frenity. Now, I mentioned that we had an announcement to make, and each year Social Network Intermedia Incorporated awards a social network of the year, and we're so impressed with what Frenity is doing and has done that the 2015 period of time, we think, Janelle, that Frenity is definitely deserving of that award because you have done so much to improve the landscape of networking.
Oh, thank you so much. That's a great surprise. I really sincerely appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, we'll be getting your plaque in the mail and do some promotion of it, and you can too.
So, what an honor. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's such a joy to see somebody stepping up and really making a difference on this. And the more I learn about it, the happier it makes me.
That's great.
So at this point, it would be good to hear more of a description about Frenity. What can you tell us from the top mm-hmm. about what it does?
You bet. So Frenity is actually the first private group networking application that's designed for users of all ages. It's COPPA compliant, and like I mentioned in the last segment, COPPA stands for the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act that was enacted in 1998. And essentially, Frenity is actually a new genre of social networking, which is completely private. So it makes it a safe and ideal training ground for parents to introduce their kids to social media. But to be clear, we aren't targeted at kids. Rather, were designed to allow parents to create sub-accounts for their kids who are under 13, really as a way to introduce them to social media and then to guide that experience so that when they're old enough and ready for a public social media account, which would be Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, etc., they'll be better equipped to apply the right filters to what is appropriate to post and say on public social media after having learned the proper protocol in a safe training ground. And, you know, as a training ground that I've mentioned, Frenity is a safe place to make mistakes because it's off that search engine grid completely. So if there's a mistake that's made on Frenity, it's not going to come back and haunt someone on Google down the road like it can in other places.
So,
any content in a Frenity group, so whether it's the members, whether it's events or wishes or photos, anything at all can't be discovered via any search engine, completely locked down and private. And that's really our emphasis. You know, our emphasis is on privacy and sharing content selectively with the various groups in your life, making Frenity extremely useful for classrooms to engage parents, as well as sports teams for the same reason, scout troops, all sorts of clubs, even sororities, because we all share different information with the different groups in our lives. And, you know, in addition to the standard social media features, things like photo sharing and commenting in groups, Frenity groups also have a group chat room for group discussion. No one-on-one is completely in a group. And we also have a private events calendar for managing events, which works really great for classrooms and sports teams for practices and game schedules and really any groups that have meetings or, you know, classes for tests or any social events at all. Because what happens is Frenity will send a push notification for any addition or change or cancellation on the events calendar. It becomes a really great way to manage all of the events happening in a group, to share photos very privately and comment on those photos and have group conversations, as well as the wish list, which is what we're using for the Digi Wishes campaign. So every group has a wish list. And what's really cool is the wish list can be created for an individual as well as a group. Everything else inside Frenity is done in a group. But this is a feature that's really helpful for kids to collect everything they ever wanted. Because as a parent, I know all parents here, I want this about 95,000 times a year. And then when it comes to the holidays, all of a sudden we hear, oh, I don't know what I want. So this is a way, the wish list is a way that kids, adults, anybody can collect and curate anything they want from any online merchant and put it right there on their wish list for people to follow and actually purchase from.
Okay, so does the merchant know about this?
Yeah, actually, and that is part of our monetization strategy. So Frenity is no cost. So you can have an account, won't cost you anything. What happens is any merchant, it could be a local boutique, it could be a little small sports company, it could be a Nordstrom, whatever it is. If I find something that I want from that merchant, I can literally add it to my wish list. And then perhaps someone chooses to buy that for me. They might follow my wish list, see it, choose to purchase it, so they click on it. Automatically, they're routed straight back to that merchant to complete the purchase, which ultimately is how we monetize on the back end. So it doesn't affect the user. It doesn't cost the user at all. And there's no credit card information or anything that goes through Frenity in that transaction either.
It'd be just like you were purchasing it online directly through the merchant anyway.
Exactly. Regardless of what the merchant is. You bet.
So they show their appreciation by giving you a commission.
Yeah.
In a sense, on the purchases.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, so really at a high level, our messaging completely revolves around the value of being intentional about your personal brand. Because on public social media, that's critical. You have to be able to apply that filter. And what we really advocate is complementing that public presence that you've got with any social media that you enjoy. And myself, I love Twitter. I'm a big Twitter person. I love it. But there are things that I put on Twitter, and there, you know, everything I put on Twitter is public. I'm fine with the entire social friendsphere seeing that. But I share things very differently inside my private Frenity groups. And so it's a really great compliment because to to my whole online presence, because there are certain things that I don't want the public and Friendsphere to see, but that I'm fine with my family seeing, or my daughter's class seeing, or a certain sports team seeing, or any other group that I'm working with inside Frenity. So we really advocate sort of that right mix, you know, have a really solid, productive public online presence, but then complement that with a private social media platform like Frenity.
That is something that reminds me of our colleague Rich Geary, who has public and permanent as his motto. And he explains, too, that gift of fire. If anyone has seen his live presentations, he has one of those little clickers, you know, with the butane lighter or whatever that is. And it takes us back to the time when it was a novel thing to have fire, and you can imagine how many people were burned. And so we're in that period of time where getting to know how to use these things is really important.
Absolutely.
And so you know what you share publicly is public and permanent, but this is great to have a place where you know it's not. So if you, how do you know if your kids make a misstep, you might say?
I'm so glad you asked that. Yes, because I forgot to mention that. So here's how it works for kids who are under 13. And so I have a daughter that just turned 13. So I set her up on Frenity prior to that, obviously. And the beauty of it is, and the reason I think it's so in line with these other companies we've partnered with for the DigiWishes campaign, is that it's not a spying app. So when I set my daughter up, I can see everything that's going on with her. I can see all of the groups that she forms, because she forms groups with friends or her tennis team or whoever. And I can see everything that goes on in that group. I can see the photos they upload. I can see conversations they're having, comments they make. So for me as a parent, I can oversee it, but I can't participate. So I can't get in and embarrass her by putting a note in the chat room or uploading a photo that she didn't want me to expose or show people. But what I can do is just keep a close eye on what's going on and have the conversation if it's necessary. Just like what Jason talks about with Pocket Guardian, if I see a comment that was made or a photo that was uploaded, that as a parent, I don't like that, then it's on me at that point to have the conversation. On the other hand, if I see that somebody said something very kind about a picture that she uploaded, it works the other way too. Then I need to also be a parent there and be the coach to say, you know what, I really like the comment that she put on your picture. That was really kind. That's a great example of what you should be doing out there. So, you know, as a parent, then I'm guiding the process. I'm teaching her how to be a positive and productive digital citizen. If I see that a photo was uploaded that is not what I would advocate as a parent, then I have the conversation and I say, listen, you need to take that down. You need to delete it. Once it's deleted, it's deleted. It doesn't show up anywhere else. So, and because we are not on the public search engine grid, it isn't going to live out there in perpetuity. So, as a parent, you know, it's on us to monitor what our kids are doing online. And this is a vehicle for doing that. And it's a vehicle for coaching them and guiding, the type of digital citizen that you want them to be.
Okay, so I went ahead and clicked on the appropriate things to try out the holiday package. And in joining Frenity, which is the first step, I was asked for my birth date. Now, can you explain the need for that?
Yes, another great question. So as I mentioned, we are compliant with COPPA. And what that means is that as a company, we are required to obtain what's called verifiable parental consent from parents who wish for their children to use Frenity. So, we really go the extra mile to validate that parents are who they say they are, via a validation against a federal FTC database. And we use a software called Consent ID. And through a process that allows parents to provide that verifiable consent, we have to ask for that exact birth date. So that's the reason for it. I know most social media applications don't, but we do because we're not only verifying that, you know, a person is over 13, but if a parent establishes a sub-account for a child, we're validating that that parent is the parent of that child.
Okay, I see. So how has the platform evolved since the time you started?
Yeah, a lot, actually. Well, you know, our initial core market, really it still is, but it was engaged families, classrooms, schools, sports teams. But what's happened is we've stumbled into a much bigger need. And, you know, that need is illustrated through a lot of articles and research that have come out recently. But it's my belief, and from a lot of writings and predictions that I've seen for the next big wave of social media, it's my belief that the pendulum is really starting to kind of swing back the other direction. We've become a society where the norm is oversharing and divulging every last one of life's details online. What's happened is when we're doing that to the public, to the general public of millions. And right. I think what's happening is that pendulum is starting to swing back the other direction to where people are starting to desire to share socially still, but in smaller, more intimate private groups mm-hmm. where it's not so public. And so fortunately for us, our timing is good. And what we've seen is that beyond the original core market that we identified of being, you know, families and schools and scout troops and sports teams, it is truly the general public that is wanting to be able to share socially in smaller, more intimate groups.
Right, and you cited an interesting article in Upstart Business mm-hmm. in a business journal, and I will put the link to that on our website with the notes, the highlights of our talk yes. here today, so people yeah. can see what this was an investor with a venture capital firm yep. and talking about this very thing. So where do you see Frenity going in 2016?
This is a big year for us. We launched last year in 2015, in April, and luckily for us, we gained traction fairly quickly, and we got fantastic feedback from our user base. People telling us what they like, what they wish we could change, how they wish it would look. And we frankly put the development and the further enhancements of Frenity in the hands of the parents and the educators and the users who use Frenity the most. And we said, what do you guys like? What would make this unbelievably useful and a necessity in your life? And along with that, we engaged some pretty high profile developers. And so we're in the middle of Frenity 2.0 development right now, which we anticipate releasing in April of this year. And the changes are monumental. They are going to make Frenity a truly key go-to app for planning, sharing, collaborating, and communicating privately with every single group in your life, from a mom planning a party at school for, you know, the third graders, you know, Valentine's mm-hmm. party, all the way to just a group of friends trying to plan a weekend getaway for a mountain camping trip. We literally envision Frenity being a real key go-to app for everybody, not just families, not just classrooms. So we anticipate big, big things this year. And so definitely stay tuned for some big announcements that we'll be coming out with here this spring. We're gaining a lot of traction with sororities as well. And mm-hmm. so we expect to see some pretty significant additional traction in that market of the Greek systems on campuses across the U.S. as well.
That's a great idea. I can think of another one, too, having been an independent music teacher. A lot of studios, be it piano or voice or whatever, they may have 50 or 60 students. Right. And what a wonderful way to communicate completely and know that you've gotten the yeah. message out to everybody, whether they were sick that week and didn't show up for their lesson and so on.
Exactly. So, and I could not agree more. And then you don't have to worry about the email strings.
Right. And they can get pretty overwhelming and cumbersome. Well, thank you so much for this being with us on this edition of the Social Network Show. Really appreciate your presence, Janelle. And I'm so glad to get to know you personally and let you know about our Social Network Intermedia Annual Award for Wonderful Innovative Social Networks.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on, and I can't tell you enough what an honor it is to receive that that award. I'm flattered. Thank you so much.
You deserve it. And for our listeners, I'd love to hear from you. So please get in touch with us through questions@thesocialnetworkshow.com. In addition to visiting our website, thesocialnetworkstation.com, you can get a great overview of our shows on the social network channel called audioboom.com. So audioboom.com/channel/thesocialnetworkshow. Of course, there's hyphens between each of those words. And you can follow us on Twitter @SocialNetShow, as well as hear the show on Rabbit TV, iTunes. You can hear Janelle's podcast, too. She's got some great episodes there explaining more about Frenity. Just search for Frenity. That's like friend, only instead of a D, it's E-N-D-Y.
E-D-Y.
I'm sure glad I clarified that for you.
Okay.
And we have also created an app for the show, the Social Network Show, for iOS and for Android. So you can search for those on Google Play or the iTunes Store. Until we meet you here again, then, please have fun and be safe online and off.
You've been listening to The Social Network Show, the worldwide show dedicated to social media networking and understanding the connected, networked world we live in. Listen to our archive shows on thesocialnetworkshow.com and follow us on Twitter @SocialNetShow. The Social Network Show is produced by Social Network Intermedia Incorporated. The views and opinions expressed are those of our host and guest and may not be the views and opinions of Social Network Intermedia.